relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
All tax credit, no proposal either. But let's not go into that. You evidently do not respect the chairman of the committees who wrote these bills.
I respect all of you.
And I wish you would respect the knowledge that goes into getting meeting the needs of the American people. But again, you've been on a jag defending the administration all this time with no knowledge of the difference between our two bills. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to say that to you in person.
Right. Madam Speaker, these are incredibly difficult times right now. And we'll leave it on that note. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, we'll leave it on the vote that you are not right on this, Wolf, and I hate to say that to you. But I feel confident about it, and I feel confident about my colleagues, and I feel confidence in my chairs.
And it's not about me. It's about millions of Americans who can't put food on the table, who can't pay the rent,
And we represent them.
I know
we
you
know
are.
Them.
I'm just
we
saying.
We represent them, and we know them.
As we
say, we know them. We represent them.
Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, as they say.
It is
here
nowhere
in
near perfect.
Madam Speaker.
Always the case, but we're not even close to the good.
All right. Let's see what happens, because every day is critically, critically important. Thanks so much
Thank
for joining
you for your
us.
Sensitivity to our constituents' needs.
I am sensitive to them, because I see them on the street begging for food, begging for money. Madam Speaker, thank
Have
you so
fed
much.
Have you them? We feed them. We feed them.
We'll continue this conversation down the road for sure. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Have you fed them? Well, we feed them. And this is, I will decide what note we finish your show on, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. Yes, I like ice cream that costs $100 a gallon from my $23,000 fridge. What do they say about a broken clock? Right twice a day? Congratulations, CNN. I'm Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board, host of the newest national radio show. Is it newest? Oh, did Charlie Kirk gazump me? It doesn't matter, because we have millions of listeners. We just broke 14 million views on YouTube. God bless you all. And we're going to start the show with a guest. We never do that, but he's so busy and his Twitter game is so good, we have to have him back on the show. He is, of course, the host of The Rising with The Hill and also The Realignment Podcast, fellow at the Steamboat Institute, Sagar and Jetty. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, thank you for having me, Dr. Gorka.
Can I start with, for those who are not familiar with you, I really respect your work.
But when it comes to putting you in a box, let's say it ain't easy. The taxonomy of an Engedi is hard because you don't fall into the classic cliches. I think the best I could say about where you stand as a journalist or as your personal values is a conservative when it comes to certain traditional values, patriotic values. But then when it comes to social issues, you're a bit of a lefty. Is that fair?
Oh, come on. No, not at all. You got it the opposite, man. I'm a social conservative and I'm a fiscal, I wouldn't say liberal because I don't even like to use the term, but I'm not a traditional Republican whenever it comes to economic issues.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Because you retweeted that video and your comment was very interesting. At the second half of the tweet, props to Wolf for speaking up for the millions of unemployed, the hungry, and those on the brink. Not exactly a classic, conservative response. Talk to me about the fact that Nancy said seven times, I counted it, we represent these people. Your response to that incredible video.
Yeah, well, if she represents them, then she should do something for them. There's no question right now, as you and I are talking, the main impediment to making Americans' lives better in this terrible pandemic, this economic crisis, right? And there's a lot of reasons why it has happened. A lot of Democratic policy, some Republicans are a lot to blame as well, but we are where we are. The main reason that more cash is not going into the hands of Americans is Nancy Pelosi. There's no question. She wants to let this country burn. And so that Joe Biden can get elected in November. That's it. That's the answer. She wants to literally make Americans basically starve until January, until Biden comes into office, and then they'll deliver cash. I mean, President Trump at this point is willing to go to $2 trillion in a deal. And look, a lot of Republicans don't necessarily want that. We could talk about that, too. But Nancy Pelosi is the one who's standing in the way of the deal. She's slow walking this thing, 20 days before an election, and I think it's ridiculous. I mean, there's just no other way to describe it except posturing, and she's gambling with people's lives.
I was debating on a TV show this morning with a liberal commentator who finished her part of the debate with Nancy Pelosi, the most accomplished speaker in American history. Could there be? Have you ever seen a more out-of-touch politician? I mean, from the ice cream episodes to that interview. Is there somebody more disconnected from reality in America?
Absolutely not. I mean, look, this is a woman. I mean, yeah, she's very accomplished. She clapped at the president once, I think.
Hang on, Saga. Be fair. Yeah. Be fair. Yeah. She ripped up his speech. Come on.
That's all this woman does. It's just complete posturing. It's ridiculous. And again, look. The president is going to $2 trillion. He's willing to buck a huge part of his own party.
Correct.
In order to make things better for American citizens. And I also think that his reelection prospects are very tied to that. And that's the only reason Nancy Pelosi's holding this thing up. She's completely full of it. For months, she's like, oh, people are being abandoned. Look at her own city, right? Her own city. They've had four times the number of drug overdoses that they've had even COVID deaths. Their rent prices are down 30%. Not everybody who lives in San Francisco is rich. There are a lot of poor people who live there. They've been destroyed by by the city. And, you're very familiar, and I'm sure your listeners are too. But she's letting them rot just to screw over the president. It's crazy.
Let's talk about the breaking news. Let's talk about journalistic ethics because you keep their feet to the fire in the mainstream media. This is Sagar Engedi of The Hill and Realignment Podcast. Follow him at eSagar. That's eSAAGAR on Twitter. The breaking story from the New York Post of a laptop that was discovered in a pawn shop or in a electronics repair shop was given to the feds when it couldn't be returned to its owner that has emails concerning Hunter Biden, Burisma, and the then vice president who allegedly met with or a meeting was requested from the third highest individual at the Ukrainian oil company that hired Hunter Biden to meet with the vice president, along with videos of Hunter Biden taking drugs in the middle of a sex escapade. If this were another nation and it was another vice president's son, wouldn't this be the only story on the news for days, if not weeks, Sagar?
Of course it would. Look, this is straight up influence peddling. And I want to be clear here. which is the Biden campaign has come out, you know, just as you and I are speaking.
Yes.
And they're saying that a meeting didn't happen, as alleged in some of Hunter's emails. They're not saying the emails are fake.
It's the omissions that matter, aren't they?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. It's the same thing that happened in WikiLeaks. The emails are real. So what do the emails show us? The emails show us Hunter is leveraging his dad's position in order to try and get a raise from this Ukrainian energy company. That is corruption. There's no other word for it. It is straight up corruption. He's trying to arrange meetings for Ukrainian energy executives with the sitting vice president of the United States, making millions of dollars, all to fund his crack addiction. I mean, we know this from the Senate report. I mean, this is a person who's making millions, I mean, tens of millions of dollars. Russia, the richest woman in Moscow, is wiring him. The Chinese government is giving him sweetheart loans. And he's literally been caught by different banks, according to this report, using it to fund his sexual escapades with Eastern European prostitutes. This is a big story.
We've only got 30 seconds left. What should the political consequences be of such a story in a normal country?
Yeah, in a normal country, I mean, at least answer some questions about it, right? I mean, Biden has lied consistently. I want your listeners to know he has lied several times on the national stage, saying that everything in the Senate report is false. Okay, prove it. Prove that Hunter did not get a wire transfer from the richest woman in Russia. Go for it.
Biden lied, and his son is still hiding. Follow this man. Watch his show. Listen to his podcast. Host of The Rising on the Hill, the Realignment podcast, Sagar and Jetty, eSagar on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We're going to have some amazing guests today. We're going to have Dennis Prager, Charlie Kirk, Nick Searcy, Jennifer Horn, Boris Epstein. Don't touch that dial.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Somebody else who's a great supporter of our 45th Commander-in-Chief is a regular guest and sometimes one of our guest hosts. He's Mike Lindell, that great patriot, the man who went from crack addict to an incredibly successful CEO, the inventor of My Pillow. I rest my head on My Pillow every night. The president loves them too. More than 51 million sold. Use my name to get up to 50% off all of Mike's incredible products. Come on. You want to wake up feeling refreshed, don't you? We got to use that audio from John Solomon next hour. That was such a good audio. Use my name at mypillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Mypillow.com. Doesn't matter what it is. The Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets, the travel pillow, the body pillow, the pet bed, the mattress toppers, the towels. Just use my name for massive discounts. G-O-R-K-A. Okay, is it the second guest already? What a crazy day. It's great to be back the next hour, the whole hour. Dennis Prager and Charlie Kirk with me. But now it is an individual who, well, it's hard to introduce him because he's so multifaceted, Peabody Award-winning actor, director, and don't forget, he once hosted for the great Rush Limbaugh. Nick Searcy, are you there?
Yes, I am, Sebastian. Thank you for having me on. It's funny, Dennis Prager and Charlie Kirk are both in my movie. Tell them I said hello.
I shall. Stop stealing my thunder, man. I mean, seriously, I haven't even mentioned your movie yet. Who do you think you are? A good guy on my show? Follow him right now. I don't know why, but his name on Twitter is Yes Nick Searcy. I've seen The Real, but I've never seen Yes. Are you a fan of that group?
Well, yes, I am kind of a fan of that group, but really what that name comes from is when somebody sees my Twitter account and thinks, is this really Nick Searcy? The answer is yes, Nick Searcy.
And the white colonizer in caps in your bio?
Yeah, that's kind of funny. I have an adopted son who's a person of color.
So hang on, let me do this. Okay, you've got a black adopted son. Amy Coney Barrett has two. So let me get this out of the way. Let me pretend that we're at a Senate hearing and I'm a Democrat senator. Could you disavow white supremacy, Nick Sesse?
I absolutely do, except when I'm trying to get my son to do his chores. Then some supremacy has to come into effect.
All right. Well, that's what fathers do. That's what fathers do. We might talk about the insanity that is going on right now on Capitol Hill with the good judge, a godly woman who just, I'm sorry, she has more patience than that chappy called Job. And it's not pronounced Job. It's Job. Trust me. Let's talk about why you're on this show. The Centennial Institute, public policy think tank, has hosted their summit this weekend, and they premiered a new movie. And I think you're involved. It's called America, America, God Shed His Grace on Thee. Why are you involved in this film, and what's it about, Nick?
Well, I produced this movie, and I star in it. I'm sort of the host. I don't really star in it, but I ask all the questions. And it's a movie that I was commissioned to make about the founding of the country and how the Constitution was based on the Bible. And it's about the relationship between God and America from then until now and how that relationship has changed over the years. And basically, how we got to the place we are as a country right now. And what we realized in making the movie is that really we found out that we were making a movie about religious liberty, because that's what this country was founded on, and that's what they're trying to take away now. You can see it in what they're doing to Amy Coney Barrett.
Yes.
The fact that she happens to be a practicing Catholic, they're trying to say that that somehow makes her some sort of a member of some weird cult. She shouldn't be allowed to be part of the government.
Let me share really this crazy with you. So I was doing my silly social media trolling this morning, and somebody on Facebook reposted a post from Teddy Daniels. Don't know who that is. And it's two superimposed photographs. One of them is that a sad-looking Judge Barrett, and underneath that is the headscarf-wearing Ilhan Omar. With the photograph for Judge Barrett, it says the following. Her religion is a problem, but for Ilhan Omar, it says, but hers isn't. How did that happen, Nick Searcy?
Well, I think that basically a lot of the leftists see Ilhan Omar's religion as an ally, because they both have the same goal, and that is to destroy America. they both share a common goal there.
America's bad, right? And if you think America's bad, yeah, then you're on the side of the Democrats by definition.
Exactly. And Amy Coney Barrett is someone who believes in this country as founded, and who also has a faith in God, which they really cannot bear that. That can't be allowed. They throw this separation of church and state around, misunderstanding it, to try to use it as a cudgel against people of faith being involved in government, which is ridiculous.
So let's talk about the... I haven't seen the movie. I'm going to see it. Let me pause it.
You're going to love it.
Well, I'm sure if you're involved, I'm guaranteed that. But let me ask you what I think is perhaps the core of the potential message. How many of the things that blight this country... Look, I'm not a Bible basher. I'm a cradle Catholic, right, born and bred. I'm a fallen man. I try to be as good as I can. I try to think of Christ as many times as I can during the day. But I'm just a human being. How many of the problems that we suffer as a nation today could be not solved, but could be drastically lessened if we found our way back to the religious roots of America, Nick?
Well, one of the things that we talk about in the movie is that John Adams, the famous quote from John Adams, which is that this Constitution was designed for a moral and religious people, yeah, and it's inadequate to the government of any other. And what that means to me is that this country was founded on some shared values about a creator of some kind, a God of some kind, that human life had a divine aspect to it. And if you don't have a population that at least agrees on a basic principle like that, then the Constitution won't work. And I think that that's what we're seeing now, is that you have a lot of people, the people that are out in the streets, that are burning down our cities, that are doing all this violence, that they don't share those values. They don't think that there's a divine aspect to human life. So why not burn down everything? Why not kill people if it advances your political cause? And that's, I think, the problem that we're having today, and how if you can't accept that there's some divine aspect to human life, it, no matter what you call your God, no matter what religion you participate in, then anything goes, and there's no reason not to behave selfishly.
And any crime is justifiable if you deny God and the fact that this nation was founded by Christian men who believed in virtue. The film is America. America, God shed his grace on thee. You can watch it right now. Go to AmericaAmericaFilm.com. That's AmericaAmericaFilm.com. And follow this man with his rather unique handle on Twitter. Yes, Nick Searcy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
We're listening to ZZ Top. Sorry, YouTube. They're a bunch of commie, fascist, whatevers. We have the best bumper music, bar none. I'm sorry. That's just a statement of fact. You can listen to it on the podcast, I think. Are we allowed to do it on the podcast? Terrestrial radio and the podcast. But for the video, you've got to subscribe. Look for America First, my name, on YouTube. Hit the subscription button and the notification bell twice, and you'll never miss a thing. We're talking movies. It's not even Friday. The second movie we have to mention is the new Trump Card by our buddy, great American Dinesh D'Souza, an expose of socialism, corruption, and gangsterism that defines the modern Democrat Party. Whether it's the creeping socialism of Joe Biden or the overt socialism of Bernie Sanders, this new film by Dinesh reveals what's unique about the threat, who's behind it, just how evil it is, and how you can work with President Trump to stop it. This new film is available at salemnow.com. It's called Trump Card. You can view it, order the DVD. You know, all of Dinesh's movies are great. Go now, go tonight, and watch the Trump Card at salemnow.com. Okay, we have to, it's one of my job descriptions. I have to keep you updated on the news. And then we'll take your calls. This is from our buddy Joel Pollack at Breitbart. Report. DOJ investigation into unmasking ends with no charges. The Department of Justice investigation into the unmasking requests made by outgoing Obama administration officials in 2016 and 2017 has ended without any criminal charges or findings of wrongdoing, according to the Washington Post. Let me just read that again. Has ended without any criminal charges or any findings of wrongdoing. The Post did not report whether that included investigations into leaks of the names of Americans who had been unmasked in classified reports. By the way, which is a felony, DOJ, if you didn't know. specifically former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, whose name was leaked to the Post. Also a felony. The Post reported the federal prosecutor, appointed by Attorney General William P. Barr, to review whether Obama-era officials improperly requested the identities of individuals whose names were redacted in intelligence documents, actually intelligence intercepts, has completed his work without finding any substantive wrongdoing, according to people familiar with the matter. And here's the last thing I find very intriguing. U.S. Attorney John Bash concluded his review without criminal charges just before he left the Department of Justice. Huh. Really? Why did he leave? Because he was covering something up? I'm getting angry, guys. Call in. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to Dave, Columbus, Ohio, line 2. Welcome, Dave.
Hello, Dr. G.
Hey.
Let me take you off that speech.
Yeah, I wanted to compare what Joe Biden did going over to China with the opening scene in the movie The Godfather.
Oh, at the wedding?
Yeah, at the wedding, and Biden goes over to China with Hunter, and they ask a favor of the communist government of China to have $1.5 billion given to Hunter Biden to manage. Now, that's a favor, just like in the opening scene where the Undertaker goes in and asks Marlon Brando, the Godfather, I need a favor from you, Godfather. My daughter was raped, and there was no justice, so I want you to avenge the rape of my daughters. And the Godfather says, well, we can't kill him, but we'll beat him up pretty good for you. And so the Undertaker was happy, and he left, but then he realizes he owes the Godfather a favor.
Yeah.
And someday the Godfather is going to collect, and he wonders, like, am I going to be asked to dispose of a dead body? What am I going to have to do? And so this is the position that Joe Biden is in.
So hang on, Dave. You think because the Communist Bank of China gave Hunter Biden $1.4 billion, you think that his daddy is going to owe China something?
I do.
How outrageous. You're thinking logically.
It's called an offer you can't refuse.
He's already been paying it back. You listen to what Beijing Biden says on the campaign trail. They're not our competitor. Come on, man. Yeah, you're right. He would be in the pocket of China from day one. And that's why we have to reelect Donald Trump. Brent is on the line. Judy's on the line. We'll get to you momentarily. Stay there, guys. The number is 833-334-6752. If you're calling us and you're calling on a cell phone from one of the big providers, why? It's time for you to stand for freedom in 2020 with the only conservative Christian cell phone company, Patriot Mobile. Yes, this is a crucial election year, and that's why you should switch to the good guys. Why have big mobile when you can have freedom from the big fees, freedom from indirectly supporting causes you don't believe in, like Planned Parenthood, anti-Second Amendment groups, and much more? Because that's what big cell phone companies do. Until November the 7th, if you switch and you can keep your old number, you'll get a free Samsung A11 phone with a 2-year commitment or a free month of service or $45 off any phone in stock. Build your own bundle. Go with Premier Activation, where Patriot sets up the phone for you. They are rated number one in America. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA 972. Patriot, PatriotMobile.com/Gorka.
I would just say to my Democrat colleagues, these years now, this pattern and practice, as we say in the law, of religious bigotry, because that's what it is. When you tell somebody that they're too Catholic to be on the bench, when you tell them they're going to be a Catholic judge, not an American judge, that's bigotry. The pattern and practice of bigotry from members of this committee must stop.
Kudos to Senator Josh Hawley. That was from the hearing. How about this as a thought experiment? What if Judge Barrett were a practicing Muslim? Would her deep dogma, the faith that lives deep within her, according to Dianne Feinstein, would that be a problem for the senators? You know it wouldn't. So who's being persecuted in America and why? People of Christian faith. It's wrong. Shouldn't we do something about it? Well, you can. There's an organization called Alliance Defending Freedom. When people are being persecuted, and it happened, and I use that word intentionally, when people are being persecuted for their Christian beliefs, they take those cases up and they fight. They fight for free. They take those cases all the way to the Supreme Court and they win more than 75% of the time. And they're fighting for you if you're a believer. Do you want to help them? Don't you think it's right to help people who are fighting religious persecution? I think it is. Please join me. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the ADF banner. Make a donation of $100 or whatever you can comfortably do so we can protect all Americans and their religious liberty, not just Amy Coney Barrett, mother of seven, mother of a child with Down syndrome, mother of two adopted Haitian black children. Let's fight for our liberty. SebGorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorka.com, Alliance Defending Freedom. Please support them. Please make a donation today. If you prefer, you can talk to them on 877-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888. Okay, we have an incredible hour lined up for you with Dennis Prager, Charlie Kirk, then your favorites, Jennifer Horn, the Baron Boris will be with us in studio. We're going to take you. The call board is full. Don't go anywhere. But first, I have to read you something. It's very good. It comes from Brooklyn. It was sent to me. It's a little newspaper clipping. It's a letter. Letters to the editor. Entitled, Trump, a Great Man. In a letter last week, Donald Moskowitz viciously attacks President Trump. This is the same president who defeated ISIS, which was literally beheading and burning people alive when he took office. Trump also protected Americans by barring immigration from seven dangerous countries. But for that, the media called him a racist. And then they helped manufacture the Russian collusion hoax. Mueller's $40 million investigation wound up proving nothing. And following that was the Ukraine hoax. Trump actually sent more weapons to the Ukrainians to fight the Russians than Obama did. Obama actually sent none. Biden, meanwhile, threatened Ukraine to withhold $1 billion in aid if it didn't fire a prosecutor investigating Burisma, a corrupt company that was paying his son Hunter Biden handsome sums, $80,000 a month. Did the media not see anything wrong with that? President Trump is the people's president. He wants what's best for all citizens. He shut down the economy to save lives threatened by a Chinese virus. He eliminated ISIS, killed Baghdadi and Soleimani, and initiated peace plans between Israel, the UAE, and Bahrain. He stopped funding the Palestinian Authority's pay-to-slay program, moved the U.S. embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, and brought the American economy to its greatest heights before the pandemic. We should be so lucky to continue having him as our president. Signed, Judith B. Huh. I wonder if that's the same Judith who's in line four. Let's ask her. Hey, Judy! Who wrote that?
Oh, I want you to know it sounds so good when you...
Well, I should bloody hope so. It's me.
It sounds so good when you...
I can't do it in a strain accent. I can't do it in Australian. I bet you could.
You know,
I have to ask you something, because as a person who's written millions of words professionally in my life and got paid for it, how long did it take for you to write that? That's a bloody good piece of writing.
I got news for you. I was in such a rush because I knew I had a deadline. I've never done this before, but I was so incensed by that other guy's article. If you read what
I read
he
it.
Wrote,
it was outrageous. Yeah.
outrageous. So I said, that's it. And I just like,
she
so
said,
fast,
when Judith says that's it, that's
yeah,
it.
No,
so you just
so
sat
upset.
Down and wrote that?
I sure did. I've got the draft.
So how long did that take you? I'm just curious.
It took me really pretty. I didn't count it real fast because I wanted even more in there because.
Answer the question,
you,
Judith. Answer my question. How long did it take you?
It probably took me around 10 minutes because it was all from my
and
heart.
And the only reason
head.
You are so fast and so excellent is because of a certain radio host you listen to every day. Am I right?
Yes, Dr. Gorka. I haven't spoken to you in 10 days.
Is that true?
How many hours is that?
Is that true? It's 240 hours, I think. I don't do math, but I think.
I thought you said you're bad at math.
I think I can multiply 24 by 10. I think we can. Hey, Judith, we've got a full call board. This is going to go to your head, but I want to doff my cap. I've read a lot of letters to the editor. I've written 3 books. I've written thousands of articles. I think that's our campaign. I think that's our campaign thing. I think we turn that because that list of what the president did is how we can win. So, guys, I'm going to post this video with Judith's letter read out, and we want you to use it. Use it. Use it. Use it. Use this. This is your script for people who doubt. God bless you, Judith. Brent, you couldn't get through yesterday. Want to go to you next. Jeff, John, David, God bless you all. What amazing people you are. This is America First, and that was Judith B. from Brooklyn. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the stinking swamp that is Washington, D.C., where they're doing their thing. Maisie's at it again! Crazy Maisie is grilling Amy Coney Barrett, who's going to hold up her notes, and it's going to be a blank sheet of paper because she's just amazing. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. If you're in pain, stop and listen right now. And decide to liberate yourself. Find out if Relief Factor could work for you as it does for tens of thousands of Americans, me included, by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack. For 9 years, almost a decade, I suffered from a low back pain issue that was unresponsive to anything I did. Then I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, the pain was gone and I'm still pain free. Don't believe me. Look at the incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com and then find out for yourself if you could be the next success story. You deserve to find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening for those 3 weeks. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. Do it now. You know it makes sense. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
Did you see that moment yesterday? Senator Cornyn asked what notes she's using when all these Democrat senators have these massive binders like Hirono, like Dunang, Dick Blumenthal. What did Judge Barrett hold up? A little congressional notepad that was blank. Oh, crushed it. But with a straight face. Do not, I warn you now, ladies and gentlemen, fellow patriots, never play poker with Judge Barrett, because you will lose. That poker face is impressive. All right. Oh, by the way, Shad, what have you done to your TV?
I've turned it off.
Why?
Because after 2.5 days of having to look at these people in the face, from the second I show up to work to the second I leave is too much. At this point, you might as well be giving me hazard pay for having to look at Maisie Hirono.
Combat pay. These people.
We see enough of Kamala Harris already. Why do we need to see her for another half an hour, 2 hours a day? Ridiculous.
Because that's what we're paid to do, man. Dagnabbit. Let's talk about the issue with one of our loyal listeners in Los Angeles. Brent, welcome.
Greetings, Grand Gorka.
I like that, Grand Gorka. So your take on the circus day three.
Well, I'm thinking we're living in biblical times. And since coming off of the Jewish holiday of Sukkot, known as Tabernacles in the Christian world, I've been reflecting upon the many righteous matriarchs in the Bible who multiple times saved the Jewish people from destruction.
Righteous matriarchs. I like the direction you're going in. Expand, Brent, expand.
Well, they many times saved the Jewish people from destruction when the men had made a fine mess of things. But today, authentic American feminists like the awesomely honorable Amy Coney Barrett and Senator Joni Ernst and Senator Marsha Blackburn and Nikki Haley and Alveda King, Carol Swain, or Senator Martha McSally are just some of our modern American matriarchs, our Joan of Arcs.
And one of the first things I tweeted, hashtag real feminist. That's Amy Coney Barrett, correct?
Yes. And I think these magnificent matriarchs give us hope that soon truth and virtue will again win victory over the wicked men and wicked women in our world.
And they've just totally revealed themselves for who they are. These are people who, in front of her children, will ask a mother of seven who's adopted two children from the black community in Haiti who has a Down syndrome child, whether she's sexually abused anyone or whether she's prepared to denounce white supremacy. It's despicable. It's soulless. But that's who the Democrats have become. Thank you, Brent. One more reason to vote for President Trump. Get all your friends to vote for President Trump. Get them registered. Take them to the polling stations. President Trump and down ticket Republican. Don't let the haters take over. This is America First. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.